VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Pentagon says U.S. forces in Syria have a plan in place for their much-talked-about withdrawal, only it will likely not see all of the troops leave the fight against the Islamic State terror group anytime soon. The 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria, as part of the fight against the group, have, quote, an approved framework for the withdrawal. The Pentagon said on Monday that commanders are now engaged in executing that withdrawal. The framework is conditions-based, it said, and will not subject troop withdrawal to an arbitrary timeline. U.S. and Chinese negotiators began trade talks Monday in Beijing. The world's two largest economies are trying to come up with a way to end their tariff fight. The meetings are due to last for 2 days. Last year, President Trump imposed tariff hikes of up to 25% on $250 billion of Chinese goods. That prompted China to respond with its own tariff increases on $110 billion of U.S. goods. Tesla on Monday began building a factory for its electric cars in China, the first of its facilities to be located outside the United States. Tesla will build its Model 3 vehicles at the site and says it hopes to eventually build about 500,000 of the vehicles every year. Thai authorities say a young Saudi woman who was stopped in Thailand as she tried to flee to Australia to seek asylum has left the Bangkok airport and is now under the care of the UN Refugee Agency. The 18-year-old woman fled Kuwait during a family vacation. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Military vehicles were